Welcome back, my friend. Chef and a Fat Man live from Cutter's Cigar Emporium in exciting Alpharetta, Georgia. And Chef Eric, the sandwich was great, as always. You guys like the sandwich?
Yeah!
Wow.
Awesome.
They were more excited than they were for the steak, which just goes to show, go cheap with these guys. But anyway, and gals. Anyway, my friends, welcome back. Now, Chef Eric, we had a little conversation off the microphone that we can actually talk about during the shameless commercial break. And we were talking about street food.
Yep.
And I had mentioned that when I was in Greece a number of years ago, we ate at some of the finer restaurants in Athens and some of the surrounding environs. But I found my favorite food was the street food. I mean, it was just amazing. Is it the same in Argentina?
Yeah, although it's not really necessary. There is street food, and there's more of it recently. But it's more the little cafes. Little cafes will serve you what's called like a bife de lomo, which is basically a sirloin or a filet mignon. And they'll cut it like this, a little one. Most amazing thing, a little chimichurri, a little bit of bread, and your coffee. And it's kind of like, that's the version of Starbucks over there. So,
well, there you go.
It's good stuff. Let's go. All right. So I'm going to take a little bit of ketchup, honey, take a soy sauce. There we go. Take some soy sauce. I'm using the light soy sauce, about a quarter cup of this. And what we're making here is our honey garlic pork chops.
Whoa.
Going to take some garlic. I'm using the Gourmet Garden paste,
which really is good stuff.
It's awesome, and it's all it is garlic in there. It's not like some weird processed stuff, so it's good for you. And let me just check my recipe real quick. Garlic. All right, that's it. So this is our mixture basically that we're going to do our pork chops in. We're going to be grilling our pork chops on a grill pan. Obviously, my preference would be grill this on a Big Green Egg, of course.
Absolutely.
So, but I didn't feel like loading that in the truck today.
Yeah, I don't blame you. It's glad you didn't.
Yeah.
But let me ask you something. Getting back to the gumbo cook-off, which we're going to hopefully bring a very unique show to you next week. But let's talk a little bit about, have you ever taken the roux, and I may experiment with down there, uh-huh. And instead of putting it in the oven at 375, put it on the egg at 375 and let the natural smoke infuse into the roux.
Yeah, you know, we talked about that a few years ago, about, like, could we cold smoke the flour first?
Yeah.
And we did some testing around that, and it probably overcooked it. But I think you're right. I think the trick is put it in the egg and get that natural smokiness.
Well, what I'll do is I'll make a experimental batch when you get down there.
Yep.
And I'll have it all ready for you, and then you can try it out and tell me what you think. But I found that there's so many uses of the egg. And one thing that we found is that I've not had, and Joe is our resident New Orleanian. Have you ever had smoked gumbo?
Yes.
You have, so they've done it before.
Well,
good? There we go.
Right, so that's what we'll do.
I think it'll pair well with that Kentucky fire cured smoke.
Oh, the cigar?
Yeah.
Sure, I get that.
That's great. So I'll do a batch up. I'll do a batch up, and we'll give it a try.
Good.
If it's too strong, maybe we'll cut it half and half.
All right. So now I've got some pork chops going here, and first I want to salt and pepper both sides, and when you get these pork chops, you know, there are different thicknesses to them. I like to use a nice thick pork chop for this application just because it's the thin ones are, those are really meant for breakfast and stuff like that. So, and I was actually pretty impressed by Kroger's offering, which I had to go to today. I couldn't go to Whole Foods. I would rather have gone to Whole Foods.
Sure.
But they didn't have a bad offering there at all. Pretty good meat case.
Now, you know, I found Chef Eric, too, you know, because we've been over the last 15 years, we've been inundated with people giving us their rubs to try, and they're different. I found, though, that if you don't have the rub at the time, just basic salt and pepper is a great, maybe a little garlic or onion powder, is a great, if you don't have a good rub or something with you, Very easy to do, very basic, but it gives you some great flavor.
Absolutely. Now, we may be a little challenged here in the ventilation system when I cook this, because we're going to go to a blazing hot grill pan, and there's honey in this, so it's going to smoke up like a son of a gun, but that's okay.
I see you follow rule number 9 on the cigar lounge etiquette.
What's that? No cooking in the...
No. Language.
Profanity is not tolerated. Oh, okay. Well, no. I do have to remember we're not on a podcast.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. So we'll get those three going in the grill pan. And then we'll add a little bit more of the mixture. Now, the mixture, again, is ketchup, honey, soy sauce,
and garlic.
Garlic.
Basic. Right.
That's it. Very basic. Soy sauce. Yeah, soy sauce. I said that. Yeah. So we're just going to let those cook off, and I'm just going to cut these and serve it like that, but you could certainly serve this. This would go great with some like couscous or maybe quinoa, something like that, with a little bit of lemon grated into the quinoa. It would be a good choice. So
you're starting to see quinoa much more. Many more people are cooking with it now.
Yeah, well, they're also calling it quinoa, not quinoa, which that's when it first really hit the popularity. People are like, quinoa? What is that? I love hearing a server talk at a restaurant calling it quinoa. It happens all the time. But, so now on this, if I were to be cooking this on a big green egg, which, again, would be preference, my preference, but if that's the case... You know, when you don't necessarily need to close the lid all the time on the egg. It's you're supposed to, but what
are we talking heresy?
This is heresy. What I have found is on certain things that I want to do a high temperature sear on, where I want to be very careful about not going past mid rare. I will open up the egg. Start the fire like that, and the fire gets blazing.
Sure.
When it's wide open to the oxygen, and then I'll cook it actually with the lid open, and it works pretty well to not overheat the top of it. All right.
I'll be honest. I've done it too.
Huh?
I've done it too.
Have you?
Yeah. I mean, when you want the really hot, but you really want to keep an eye on it because you have to keep an eye on it because of the high heat.
Yep.
It does help. It really does.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, we've discussed things before, like remember the first time we ever stuffed a turkey, put it on the egg, and how many emails I got, how many texts I got, you can't stuff a turkey and cook it on the egg. We've proven that absolutely false.
Yeah.
I mean...
Well, I think a lot of people, the concern wasn't necessarily that it was on the egg. It was cooking the stuffing inside of a bird.
Yeah.
And the different temperature... And the potential for bacteria to be growing in the center of that stuffing where, yeah, the outside surface is... But what we found, if you cook it right...
Cook it to 160, you cook the stuffing to 160,
yeah.
The bird will be at 170.
Yeah.
It's a 10 degrees difference.
Yep.
So once you hit 160, 170, the bird is still juicy, still very tasty, because the egg does that surround-type cooking... And it makes it much, much easier for the juices to stay in so it doesn't cook out.
Yep.
So that's why. But once again, it's always good to take what people have taught you. But if there's different things you want to try and experiment, I had a gentleman just last week told me, he said, you know, I got a big green egg and I was kind of worried about the cost of it. But after my third meal, I realized I can't make a mistake on the egg. And it's unbelievable. I was down at the Vidalia Union Council meeting. Someone was talking about the big green egg, and someone referred to me that I knew what I knew about it. And they said, oh my God, it was the greatest thing I ever got, because I used to grill, you know, a couple times, three times a month.
Right.
I'm on my egg three times a week.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, it's if somebody doesn't have it, if you don't know what it is, you know, I don't know where you've been hiding, but there are parts of the country where people still don't know what the big green egg is. The thing I find interesting was when we went to Eggtoberfest this last year, how much the Europeans are using the egg in restaurants.
Yeah, there's many, really, really many restaurants.
Yep.
Top restaurants, Sweden, Italy, all over the world now, top restaurants have eggs in their kitchen as part of their, because, as they say, they can't get the flavor any other way.
Yep. And it, and what's amazing to me is, well, with all the regulation that they have in Europe for different things, the fact that they can have an open fire egg in the kitchen is pretty cool. You can actually do that here in the U.S., but you need the right fire arresting system. I've also seen some rigs that people on, there's a forum called Smoking Meat Low and Slow on Facebook, and so you know people smoke just different smoking from all sorts. And I've seen a few people put eggs in their house, and then they'll take, this is awful, they'll take a dryer hose, tie it to the top, and push it out the window.
Well, my friends, don't do that. Don't do that. It's all about food, fun, and safe cooking. Also, don't put your turkey fryer on an old wooden porch and leave it unattended. More food, fun, and celebrating the safe, good life of Chef and the Fat Man, live from Cutter's Cigar Emporium. One more segment to take it home, baby.